Mike, I want to ask you a further question here, and this is something a lot of times people don't understand. They say, well, you know what? I'm a grandparent, I'm a parent, and I don't intend to homeschool. Or I haven't homeschooled, or I don't really know anybody who has. Now, in some cases, those people may be questioning that, may have their children in Christian school, or they may have them in a private school, or they may put them in a public school. But they think that this is just some special interest matter here, and it doesn't concern them. Would you speak to the issue of why homeschooling, I've often referred to it as the canary in the mine. It's the first aspect of freedom that's impacted by a government that wants to take over everything. If something happens negatively in homeschooling, connect that dot with how it can also affect negatively all parents' rights, whether they Christian school or have their kids in public school.
Well, the freedom that is most, let me just say it quick, the freedom that's being exercised the most, for instance, in education, the parents that are teaching their children at home are exercising the greatest amount of freedom is the one that's under the greatest threat, as you know. And if that freedom cannot be maintained, in other words, the ultimate right of families to choose to teach their children away from the public schools, away from government indoctrination, if we can't maintain that freedom, then there will be no freedom in education. And any freedom we might have fought as a parent to be able to influence our child's education, including in private schools, especially in public schools, that will be gone as well. And so you know as well as I do that there are a lot of parents that are very disappointed that they don't have any control over the education of their children in public schools today. But if homeschooling loses that freedom, truly we won't see any freedom as it relates to parents making choices for the education and upbringing. That's important too. How you raise your children should be something the government can only get involved in when it's proven that the parent is not doing the job.
Mike, these are some very, very great things. And ladies and gentlemen, as you're listening to the program today, I know that many of you have homeschooled, or you have your kids in Christian school, or your grandkids are there. This piece we're talking about here, critically, critically, critically important. And when we see an assault on the vanguard of freedom, those who homeschool parents who actually are taking the greatest risk and the greatest amount of independence, this is where attack often begin. Let's not turn a blind eye. Let's be aware of it.